Did you feel like that you were waiting on a cure?
No, I felt basically like I was waiting to survive my leukemia. Actually, for me at the time, I hate to say this, but my main goal was surviving the leukemia. So they arrived, and the process was very simple. It took like an hour and a half for the stem cells to drip into me. They did it with basically you can do it with a butterfly needle and just stick the needle in. But I had tubes for the chemotherapy. I had tubes that ran from my neck down into my heart, and they decided to do it through those. So
wow.
I got that, and my recovery took. It usually takes about a month for the stem cells to reproduce and start taking over your patient's system. In my case, it took like 12 days. So I was out of the hospital earlier than expected.
Were you awake when that was happening?
I'm sorry?
When you were
awake?
Yeah.
Actually, for the whole thing, it's not really like an operation because you just sit there and wait for the stem cells to go into your system.
Wow.
And, I was awake. There were other procedures that were done that I was not awake for, brain surgery.
Right.
But yeah, yes, I was awake, and it was painless, really painless. I think on like the ninth day or so, I started having pains in my bones, and I talked to one of the doctors, and she said, "Well, that's good. Those are good pains."
Yeah,
because it meant that the new stem cells were reproducing and starting to take over in my bones.
Yeah. Well, I can't imagine. I've done leukapheresis, which is, you know, a process where they draw out your blood and take out
certain
elements. And then, and I've never been so cold. Yeah, I mean, it was a tough situation. But I can't, I just can't imagine knowing that, you know, that something was happening. You're awake, kind of waiting in that chair for you know, that, and knowing that it could possibly cure you, that sort of thing. Have you had a chance to, do you know who the donor is? Have you ever met
him? I've never met him. I basically, the process in Germany for meeting donors or meeting the patient that received your donation is that it could take place after 2 years, and then you can make an application to blood to the donor bank. And then the other person, they notify the other person, and then that person decides if they want to meet the person that made the application. Actually, that never happened. I never made an application, and strangely enough, the professor of the hematology ward at the hospital was at, said, your donor does not want to meet you. And, but then a journalist that I met actually asked at the donor bank if an application had been made. And the person said, neither person has made an application. So, I guess that wasn't true. I don't know why he told me that, but
Would you want to meet that person still?
Yes, I would, definitely.
What would you say, Timothy, what would you say to when you met that person? What do you say to somebody that gave it? Yeah.
Thank you for saving my life, and thank you for making a cure for HIV. I don't even know if he knows about the HIV stuff at all. There's a possibility that he doesn't know at all. But I would tell him what has happened, and thank him for making that possible. I actually am not sure if he knows that he has that CCR5 delta 52 deletion.
Which is basically makes him immune, his body immune to HIV.
Yeah.
Okay. So he passed by doing that stem cell, by giving up some of his stem cells, he in essence helped kind of pass that trait on to you, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Without being too medical.